G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
É com essa esperança que passa o martelo da presidenta do G20 para o presidente Ramaphosa.
It is with this hope that I pass the G20 presidency on to President Ramaphosa. South Africa will be able to count on Brazil to exercise a presidency that goes beyond what we were able to accomplish. Those were the words of the Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in passing the baton of the G20 presidency from Brazil to South Africa. But the G20 did not end when Lula hit the hammer on November 19th at the end of the Leaders' Summit in Rio de Janeiro. But until November 13th, the end of the date of the South American country at the head of the group of the world's largest economies, other moments with the South African team are on the agenda, managed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Brazil. In Brasilia, at the Itamaraty Palace, home of national diplomacy in the federal capital, coordinators of the work of the G20 Brazil were able to meet with the coordinators of the G20 South Africa to detail the routines of the Sherpa and finance tracks, as well as to better understand the challenges and the pace of communication and logistics activities. The structure of the main novelty carried out this year and to be continued next year, the G20 Social, was also discussed. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, recalled the Brazilian performance at the head of the forum this year and pointed out the Brazilian willingness to collaborate with South Africa.
The very model chosen by the South African presidency is a testimony of our shared goals, and the motto is solidarity, equality, and sustainability. We feel, therefore, your presidency will be able to build on what we have achieved in 2024 and enhance and expand the voice of the global South in G20 next year.
The South African minister, Ronald Lamola, informed the country's intention to continue the Brazilian legacy.
We will keep calling on yourself as Brazil, as members of the Troika, and as strategic partners and friends for guidance during this period. I also want again once more to thank you for your positive response and look forward to our bilateral engagement today as we continue with this. We believe this is not the end, but a more structured form of engagement we will continue to.
When discussing about the communication process, the challenge of communicating the impact of the G20 on people's lives was highlighted, as well as explaining that the forum is not only the leader summit, but the accumulation of months of technical, ministerial meetings and side events. Projects such as Kids 20 and the partnership with indigenous people to produce content in their language were also featured in the seminar at the Itamaraty Palace. With information from G20, Rebecca Rodrigues.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between the G20 Brazil and Radio Gov from the Brazil Communication Company. For more information, visit g20.org.